Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good. I know.
Yeah.
It's so nice outside. I feel like I need to take advantage of this day.
I know we've had some good weather the last few days. They've not been miserably hot like they usually are.
Oh my God, it's so bad. I was telling Linda that the other day. I'm like, this is the time in the summer where I just don't want to go outside. Because it hurts. Like it physically pains me to be outside. I mean, I feel about outside to begin with. And then on top of that, it's like I gotta go outside and I have to like sweat. I feel like I'm taking 8 showers a day.
Yeah,
It's
it's
like,
awful.
it's so bad. And
You
it's, you
like,
know,
it's
it's
like
like,
three, yeah, like how many shirts did you wear that day? It's a three shirt
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Like I have deodorant in my purse wherever I go. Like I like smell stuff and like all of that. Oh, it's just.
I know.
It's like so freaking hot. It can't deal with it. And it's like not cute. Like it's never a cute look for anyone. Everyone's like,
No.
oh, it's summer. Like, let's go to the beach. Like, well, one, like if you have like a beach house, sure, that's great. But like a normal like human doesn't just like
Right.
have that luxury.
No.
I'm like you're sweat. Everyone's sweaty. Everyone's like gross. Especially, I mean, now we can't be around people too much, but like still, it's like you're with the only time I ever allow that is Jazz Fest. That's the only time like my guard comes.
True.
I will be around other sweaty people and I will be okay with it. And I will step in horse poo and I will live my happy life. But like
Yeah.
other than that,
Well, and the other problem in the summer is like, at least when we all used to work in offices.
right.
Remember that? That was a while ago.
I vaguely remember. We
So you're,
sat near each other, right?
yeah, I
That a thing?
think so.
I think that
I know.
happened.
But you know, you would dress for it being 1,000 degrees and then you go inside and it's freezing. So,
Yeah.
you know, so it's like,
Especially our office, it was like the Titanic. Like we were in the middle of an iceberg every single day. And so you couldn't, yeah, it was like my wardrobe was confused because I'm like, it's hot as fuck outside, but it's cold as shit in my office. What do I do here? No.
I used to work for a book depository for rare books
Ooh.
after Katrina. I did a bunch of stuff after Katrina because, you know,
You're so mysterious,
work.
Ashley.
Oh, no. But it's in a sealed warehouse. It's two lanes. One is two lanes offsite libraries.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a sealed environment and it's temperature controlled to keep the books. They have to be cold to
Right.
prevent mold growth and stuff like that.
I
So
actually
I'll.
that piece of information.
What's that?
I knew that piece of information.
Oh. So it would be 1,000 degrees outside, and you go in there, and I think it was 60 degrees in there, which doesn't sound too bad, but if you're sitting all day, it's
Yeah.
really cold.
That
So people would have, like,
dream.
yeah, people had electric blankets that they had to put on their bodies and, like, gloves.
Our office.
Yeah, but colder even.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
I don't
Anyway.
deal with that. But I always tell people I would much prefer to like freeze a toe off than be hot. Because you can continue to put more layers on. Like once
Oh no.
you're in, like there's nowhere else to go from there. There's
I
no.
don't know. I'm the opposite. I hate to be cold.
Oh, I love being cold. I love it. I look better in cold weather outfits. I look better. Like, you can hide some of your maybe like fattier areas and like, oh God, it's just, there's so many things. You can drink hot chocolate. There's like what heaters that make you feel warm and cozy. Like, oh no, I would just much rather be cold, which is so funny when I tell that to people because they're like, you grew up in New Orleans. Like, that's not a thing. Like, I know, but one can dream. One can one can live that fantasy.
Well, yeah.
And that's a far.
You can always move to like Canada, I guess. It seems like a nice place to
So
live.
I actually told somebody the other day that I want to learn French so I can move to Canada.
Well, there you go.
Because I'm watching it again for like the fourth episode in a row. I'm watching Murdoch Mysteries. It's set in. Oh, and they speak a lot of French. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I could do that. Like, that is a thing. It looks like a fun city. Well, it is in early 1900s, but still looks like a fun city. And now I need to learn French. I feel like Spanish is probably more practical, but
French, yeah,
so fun.
I took French.
I took French in grammar school.
Yeah.
And I had the heat. I had my poor French teacher. Actually, she was kind of awful, but she used to draw her eyebrows on, but it would get hot that they would roll down her face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if makeup set was a thing, but it wasn't for her. And so it would, I'm not going to say her name, but not that she listens to this.
You never know.
For sheer embarrassment reasons. And it would roll down the side of her face. So she'd have this brown line.
Aww, bless her.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Speaking of that.
Oh, God.
I have my first salon appointment coming up and I'm a little nervous about it, I gotta say.
It's glorious. I went and got my eyebrows done the other day.
That's what I'm going to do on Tuesday. Yes.
Literally, I walked. Yes. I looked at the lady that does my eyebrows, which I feel like I sound so fucking pretentious when I say that. But
I know.
Me too. I looked at her and I was like, I have missed you so much.
Well,
because
I have blonde hair, and so my eyebrows are so light that you can't see them.
Oh, no, ma'am.
So
no.
I have to have them tinted because it looks like I'm always surprised if I don't. You know?
As someone that sees you, well, used to see you on a regular basis, I think that that's way more dramatic than you need to tell people, because it wasn't that. Because I feel like you trust me enough where I would tell you that if how your face looks.
I just feel better when they have, when they are normal color.
Totally.
And
eyebrows can really do a lot. Eyebrows can do a whole, have you seen those things on the internet where they take the celebrities' eyebrows, they Photoshop them off? We all look
weird.
We look completely ridiculous. I don't know if Goldberg gets away with it. Because she's the only person that doesn't look ridiculous.
I think it's because we don't have a frame of reference of her with eyebrows.
That's a good point.
So we've just always seen her like that. And so,
I don't know. I don't know. Eyebrows can do a lot. And I'm trying to come back from the early 2000s when thin eyebrows were a thing, you know, freaking Gwen Stefani. I kind of blame her for that because
she
came out, it was that whole kind of, '90s, early 2000s, and I mean, it was early. I was a teenager. The kids now have, my niece looks like an 18-year-old. She's 13. I didn't even have a straightener for my hair when I was 13. I'm so glad that the internet was not social media was not a thing when I was 13 years old, because I think I would have died. But I'm coming back from those eyebrows because that was what I did. And I'm trying to get them back to a normal. I'm not going, crazy or anything and all thick, but I'm trying to get them to a normal.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I
But anyway, these are first world problems for sure.
First world problems. Goodness. I know. Yeah. I know. Another first world problem that I realized I had this weekend. I don't know at what point in my life I got to the point where in your, I guess, adulthood, I'm not really sure, where your weekend revolves around what part of your house you're going to clean. I don't know if you have... yesterday when I tell you I spent 7 full hours just taking all the shit out of my bedroom and putting it back in, but it was my whole day. I'm like, who am I? Who is this person? That has been my entire weekend, and it's just I'm like, when did I get boring and sad? When was the biggest thing in my life to talk about was getting my eyebrows done and the fact that I organized my bedroom yesterday.
Well, it's a pandemic. What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. And so people are doing more things, and that terrifies me. Me and my autoimmune disease are going to just sit our happy asses at home and drink wine. 'Cause
we we got a survey from the Owen's school. And I think they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. They don't really know yet.
Yeah.
And the questions were like, do you feel comfortable with your child's temperature being taken every day as that child comes to school?
Yeah.
Are you comfortable with your child being in class? Or do you want, you know, distance learning to continue? All these questions.
Gosh.
And so I can, it's going to be stressful when school goes back for so many people I know.
Well,
it will be a relief on one hand, because I know there's so many moms and dads that have to work and they just can't, they, you know,
have
resources for childcare because it's so dang expensive. It's, but also,
it's truly a crime how expensive shit like that is.
Yeah. And, but also the fear of, you know, is this going to make the second wave happen?
God, I know. It's all terrifying. I'm like, no, it's so bad. I can't. I'm like, just put your masks on. Stop going to the beach with lots of people. Like, just stop doing what you're doing.
I know. So, anyway.
Anyway. Okay, so before you get to your story.
Yes.
We just talked 11 minutes about true first world problems.
Truly
first world problems. Yeah. But I have to, I would not be the true crime person I am if I did not talk about this developing story that is happening in the world right now. It is not New Orleans related, but it is a big freaking deal. It is that the Karen lady, and her name's not Karen, but she is a Karen, in Idaho, who they found her kid's body.
The two kids, yes.
Lori freaking Vallow. If she
awful
Karen, if I ever saw one. Okay.
Oh, man, those people are insane.
Insane. That her fifth husband
had
12 books about doomsday prepping.
Oh yeah.
Like, these people are legitimately insane. Like, they're
evil.
I've seen two full Dateline episodes about this.
Yeah.
I have seen it wasn't a Forensic Files shit. What was it? It was something else. But this bitch, like, went to Hawaii. I mean, they lived in Hawaii for, like, a hot second. Then they moved to Arizona. And then that was when she, like, got crazy and started listening to this dude's podcast, who became her fifth husband. And then she murdered her fourth husband. Well, her brother, who also has some issues, murdered her fourth husband. And then the kids disappeared. And then they, like, went back to Hawaii, like, to go on vacation, I guess. Like,
I don't know.
I don't even know. These poor
kids. I know.
Don't even know. She's just, I don't even know what to think about this woman.
That story, because so I listened to another podcast, the last podcast on the left, which is
about her.
They have a midweek show where they just kind of talk about stuff that's going on in the news. And they talked about it. And they're like, all right, here's chapter 6.
Oh my God.
They found the bodies, and they're like, what is this Lifetime movie going to look like?
Oh, I cannot wait. And I hope Sarah Michelle Gellar plays her. I don't know why I thought about this the entire time, but I have.
I mean, it is wild. It is.
It's insane. It's
terrible. Crazy. And
They interviewed her friend, like, her bestie from Hawaii, who told her that Lori came back to Hawaii and was like, I am tasked by God to round up the 150,000 people that are supposed to, like, survive the second, like, coming or whatever. And she was like, you're one of the 150,000 people. And in the Dateline episode, her friend legitimately, like, snorted, like, laughing when she was talking about it. I was like, how crazy do you have to be that somebody that was your friend, you come back and tell her this? And she's like, bitch, you are crazy.
Yeah.
What is wrong? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that poor little boy had autism, and his poor grandparents just didn't have the resources to help him. So they gave them to Lori's fourth husband was, okay, so their adopted son, his grandparents was his adopted dad, Lori's fourth husband that died, was his sister and brother-in-law. It's a big thing. I watched a lot.
I know. It's hard to keep track of. It's so, yeah.
I know. This woman gave her grandson to her brother and his wife because they had another younger child and they had more money and they thought that they could give him a better life. And then she goes and murders the brother and then murders the kid. I just don't even know what to do with it. I don't even know what to do with it. I cannot, like, oh my God. Could you imagine Keith Morrison interviewing this woman? It needs to happen.
Oh man.
It needs to
happen. That's
correct. I love him so much.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with him. But yes, I just had to talk about how crazy that was. You and I haven't talked about it yet. So I like had to bring it up. That shit is crazy. And I cannot wait to hear more. They just know that it was the kids and it was his, like the husband that just got arrested. It was his property that the kids' bodies were found on by like a tip from someone else that his neighbor said that they had a bunch of bonfires in the past like months.
Oh, that's never good.
No, I'm like, it's never a good sign when the neighbor's like, especially in the middle of Idaho, like I'm sure they have a bunch of bonfires there all the time. And I'm like, especially if your neighbor's like, that's not normal. Maybe something's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The one that the kids are missing, maybe he shouldn't be having like 4 bonfires a month.
Right.
Ugh, it's so bad. I feel so bad for the kids. And she has an older son who's been trying, like, who is also part of the so the little boy's grandparents hadn't talked to him in a couple of months. So they were trying to, like, they did a wellness check. So they sent the police out there to do a wellness check. And Lori's oldest son, who's like 24 or some shit, he couldn't get in touch with his sister, who's she was a teenager, couldn't get in touch with. So, like, all these people are trying to find these poor kids. And Lori's just like, oh, it's fine. Do, whatever. I'm going to go to Hawaii with my new doomsday prepper husband. Like,
awful.
I just.
Yeah.
What is this? They got married 2 weeks after that man's wife died.
Oh, yeah. It's so, like, so much.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know. They say that I sound like my grandma. They say, I've read things, though, that because I've known a couple of people that I say a couple of people, like I know a lot. It's like two, but who have at different times in their life. Had like mental health issues, pretty serious mental health issues, like pop up. And so I was reading like about it, and there are like different times in your life, even like as you get older and like your late 40s, 50s, like that kind of thing, your brain like changes and keeps continuing to like not grow, but like change and update itself, I guess. And so there's different parts in your life, like different times in your life, that you're more susceptible to have like schizophrenia come out, or like, you know, multiple personality disorder, or like something like that. So I don't know if they just like the two of them just got real fucking crazy, or if she was always crazy, or.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Can you imagine to interview her? Oh my God.
Wild.
It would be wild. It'd be so wild.
Yeah.
Oh, so many thoughts. Please share your thoughts with us on this. Have any bigeasyspirits@gmail.com. I need to know your thoughts, your feelings, your comments. I need to know. We need to start a community. Should we start a Facebook group just for this?
I don't know if I can handle that.
I know. That's really going to call the crazies out for sure.
That would be, yeah.
Wild.
Oh my gosh.
That would be wild.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I had to say on that. It was like a 10-minute rant, but I had to. I couldn't stop myself.
I understand. We've all been there.
I know.
Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about a creature that is near and dear to my heart, as you will find out.
Okay.
It is the Rougarou.
I knew it. Once you said your heart, I knew.
So I have a small black cat and his name is Rougarou, And he is very bad.
He's very bad. He's adorable.
He's adorable.
He's very bad.
But he's very, very bad. And we will tell, what I'm going to talk about is, what is a Rougarou? So.
Okay. I'm ready.
A Rougarou is a creature that is said to lurk in the bayous around Acadiana and the greater New Orleans area.
Terrifying.
Yes. So it is, it's a beast described as having the body of a man and the head of a wolf or a dog. And
not at all.
So it comes from obviously a werewolf tradition in right. European folklore. Okay. They describe traits including the meeting of both eyebrows at the bridge of the nose, so a unibrow.
Oh, what?
A unibrow.
Got it.
Curved fingernails, low set ears, and a swinging stride.
Oh, okay. So it looks a little funky, but it is confident about it.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little strut.
Hey, in French, confidence is half the battle, man. So you can be ugly. Okay, look. You have confidence.
Yeah. So in French Canadian tradition, the Rougarou was called, and we'll get into the names in a minute, but the Loup-garou is what they called it. Was not always a wolf or dog, but could also take the form of a calf.
Oh. Like
a small ox.
Oh.
A pig, a cat, or even an owl.
Okay. It's having an identity. So,
yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting. That I only saw that in Canadian tradition, because most of these are in Europe. These legends of a man that takes the form of a dog or a wolf at certain times. They come from, you know, they're in Germany and France, old England, but even as far back as Greece.
Ooh.
There were stories about, and the Greek stories were stories about lycanthropy, which is transformations from the human form.
There you go.
But the French Canadian one was the only one that I saw that strayed from it being a wolf or a dog into pig, cat, and all that other stuff. So that's a little bit different. So how a person
I feel like the difference like in that is probably like a bunch of old people or like people who like saw something in the dark and they were like, I think it was a pig. No, I think it was a cow. It's like they didn't really see it, but they're just like, I think it was a pig. That was it. No, it was an owl. That's what it was.
Yeah. These are people like that maybe live on a farm and Wilbur just happens to run by in the dark and you're like, oh my God.
It was a man. It was a man pig.
So how a person transforms into the monster isn't exactly clear. Nor is it clear if the Rougarou only prowls during a full moon like a werewolf. But one thing is certain, that some of the Rougarou's preferences are swampy areas and around New Orleans. So
great.
Yes.
Awesome.
So we know that the Cajuns brought this folklore, or is it?
Right.
To South Louisiana when they made their journey from French Canada. So if you don't know that story, you know, there were a group of French.
I said it's a pretty wild one.
Yeah. So they, you know, they're French Canadians in Canada, and they were exiled because they were French, basically. Mm-hmm. And so they set sail and landed in South Louisiana, and that's how we have such amazing Cajun traditions, such as eating crawfish, and a lot of their language is very interesting. And so we're so lucky that happened for our benefit, at least.
Selfishly,
yes. So the earliest mentions of the infamous mythical Louisiana werewolf comes from medieval France. So back in the days when there was armor and jousting and swords, they were looking for things to fear more than plagues. You know, so they had all these legends of witches. And beasts called loup garous, which means werewolves in French. Huh. So it's like garou is man and loup is wolf.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah. So at that time, if anything bad happened, they would blame it on the loup garou. So did your house get ransacked during the night? It was a loup garou. Did a child disappear from the village? Definitely a loup garou.
Oh, Jesus.
So they just blamed everything on the loup garou.
Well, okay. I wouldn't want to be that kid. What if you were okay?
What happened to Pierre? Like,
oh, that pesky werewolf again.
Just the loup garou got him. Oh, well. We're not going to go look for him or anything.
Right. Don't look for him or anything. He's fine. It's going to be okay.
Well, yeah. So, or he's eaten, so it doesn't matter at this point.
Or eaten. We can't do anything about it anyway. Right. So.
The villagers would often believe if they captured a loup garou and then they would hold a public trial. Usually they'd find someone in the woods or someone in the village who was acting strange. The court would ask the public if they believed the accused to be a loup garou, and usually the public agreed. Of course they would.
Of course they did, the mob.
Yeah.
Freaking mobs.
So they would have these, you know, trumped up trials of innocent people, and they would just be like, you are the one that made Pierre go missing. So now we're going to hang you or whatever.
Pierre.
Yeah. There was one fantastical report concerning the beast of Gévaudan. I don't know if that's how you say that, but we're going with it.
Good to me.
And this was a loup garou that terrorized that particular area, now called Lozère, in south central France. So from the years of 1764 to 1767, so for 3 years, it was said that this beast killed more than 80 men, women, and children.
Okay, so they had a serial killer.
Yes.
That was that they blamed. Got it.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Ooh, what a time to be alive.
Right. The loup garous, you know, obviously their stories were passed down from generation to generation. French Catholics have a whole series of rules about this. They believe that you would turn into a loup garou if you do not follow the rules of Lent for 7 consecutive years.
That's very specific.
Right?
Okay.
So, like, 6 years, you're good.
Y'all, the Catholics, man.
But on that 7th year, you better follow the rules of Lent. Because if you don't.
If you don't, you're going to turn
into a loup garou.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Catholics have a flair for the dramatic, man.
Yeah,
they really.
Well, yeah. There's a story that was told to kids that if they didn't do what their parents asked, a rougarou would come and steal them away in the middle of the night. So that's another, like, the rougarou is gonna come get you if you don't do whatever.
Isn't that like a German Christmas thing?
That's Krampus. Too? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know. I thought it was Krampus.
But yeah.
I didn't
want to, that was stupid. Yeah.
So I didn't say it.
A common legend says that the rougarou is under the spell for 101 days. So the person who is the rougarou is under that spell for 101 days. After that time, the curse is transferred from that person to another person when the rougarou draws another human's blood. So after 101 days, that rougarou person can be released from the spell if they then, like, cut another person, transferring the curse to another person. But they can't be released from it until they hit 101 days.
I have a lot of questions about that. I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Do they read the rougarou rule book before it happens to them? Like, how do they know?
With all of this, it's like the numbers, like you said, like, so you have to, if you don't follow the rules of Lent for 7 years consecutive years, like, why? But with 7, I guess, is like a big number in Christianity.
Like, you know, it's part of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lord.
And then 101 days.
All of these rules.
I don't know.
Like, Who sat there and did all of this?
And I read like six different things and they all said the same thing.
Oh God.
7 years of Lent and 101 days. So after 101 days, then you draw blood and then you're released and you're returned to your complete human form.
If we, I should have been a Ruguru by now, if we're off of the Lent thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I have been. You could tell me. I feel like I see you enough in 100 days that you would have known, you would have realized, but I think I'm good. I think I'm solid.
Yeah. All right. Here's some more weird number things.
Okay.
So we have seven years of Lent, 101 days for your curse.
Right.
It is said you can protect yourself against the Ruguru by laying 13 small objects by your doors, like 13 copper coins or something, or 13 marbles.
Okay.
Apparently, when a person changes into a Ruguru, you're going to really like this. They forget how to count past 12.
Specifically, they can't count past the number. I mean, 12 is, 13 is a difficult word.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean,
so
you get to at least 10 if you still have 10 fingers and 10. I mean, to get to 20, if you still have 10 fingers and 10 toes, you should be able to count that far. But, I mean, 13 is a hard, it's a difficult one, man. It's a long word.
Well,
it's the first of the teens.
Well, one source says that it has to do with midnight. Like, you're just counting up to midnight and then back around again.
Yeah. But then,
is a Ruguru really concerned with, oh gosh, it's, you know, it's 11:30. Oh, we're almost to.
Right. But then, like, how do they know? How?
But, and
there's got a group handbook. Like, if you've gone 6 years to somebody, like for the Lent thing, is somebody like, dude, you better start reading the handbook.
Yeah.
So you know what to do for those 100 days because you're not going to be able to count past 12.
Yeah. Well,
you're going to have, you're going to have a problem with math. I mean, same,
and here's what happens with the 13 small objects. So what happens is the Ruguru, which is at your door,
mm-hmm.
you know, as one does, like, the Ruguru sees the 13 objects and stops and tries to count them, but can't because it can't get past 12.
Well, that's just that's kind of sad.
And it confuses the Ruguru, and it keeps counting until the sun comes up and has to run away.
Well, that's kind of sad.
But then you have a Ruguru on your door counting this thing for maybe 30 hours.
Do you see it outside of your window?
Yeah.
Like, can you look at the window or look through your ring on your door?
Yeah.
You know, look through the thing and be like, oh, he's counting.
Yeah.
Good thing you put 13. Like,
I mean, that could be what all night long. Can't, who knows?
What if you don't count correctly and you only put 12?
You better get it right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure on both the Ruguru and the person protecting themselves.
Right.
This is a lot of pressure.
So, you know, with that, we have I think we've covered all the, like, magical Christian numbers. Here we got the 7 years of Lent, 13 objects.
Right,
101
right.
days. I don't know where that comes from, but.
No, either. It's probably something.
Who knows? So,
that's a lot. Okay, but I feel like that's putting a lot of pressure on someone who turns into a Ruguru because, like, you got to remember all of these things.
Totally.
But if you're, like, wolf, like, I just feel like that's going to take over your brain here. And so I just feel like you're setting this person up for failure.
You're definitely going to need a journal, a diary. You got to keep track
I know,
of all this
and then
stuff.
You know, you can't count, so you're just a dick. Like,
yeah.
You know, is it weird? I'm starting to feel bad for the Ruguru.
I feel bad for the Ruguru. They didn't mean to.
I mean, it's not like I wouldn't wake up one day and just be like, I want to be a Ruguru, you know? But I also can't count past the number 12 very well either. So I feel it's pain.
Yeah.
I think I sympathize on a math level.
But then there's this whole aspect where part of the legend is that the only creature that can create a Ruguru is a witch that can turn a wolf into a person or cursing other people. So it's like we have Catholicism and witchcraft and, you know, numbers and like this, like, truly jumble of a legend here.
No, it's very culty, like, yeah, like very occult kind of thing.
It's crazy.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. So, the Rougarou is very popular in culture. Like, we see it all over the place.
Right.
There's an annual Rougarou Festival in Houma. I've been dying to go to that. Obviously, we can't go to festivals right now. But that I just want a t-shirt alone with the Rougarou Festival.
Right.
You know, I'd be happy with that.
Buy it on.
Yeah.
But.
And then if you've ever been to the Audubon Zoo, you know, if you go to the swamp exhibit, there's a Rougarou display.
Is there really?
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
I feel like I've been to the zoo multiple times.
You know, in the back where the nutria and the alligators are?
Yeah.
And you go around a corner and there it is. It
always have the people holding the snakes, because I don't go in that area because I don't like snakes and they freak me out.
There's usually not snakes back there.
Okay.
So next time you go,
I will check it out, because sometimes there's the people, I don't go in a certain area because, you know, where they have the little like huts where they bring out the animals and stuff. Yeah, yeah. There's this one area that always has fucking snakes and I hate them and I hate it and it makes my skin crawl. I'm starting to be just talking about it. So I don't go in that area.
We'll have someone scout ahead for you and they can clear the path.
I know. Go ahead. Can you make sure that there's no snakes over there?
So, but it's cute. You know, you walk along, there's the nutria, there's a giant alligator, and you turn the corner and there's a Rougarou right there.
That's really
funny. And they put on, like, during when the Saints are playing, they put, like, black and gold stuff on them. And during Mardi Gras, they put beads and go cups and stuff with them.
That's hysterical.
He's really cute. I like him.
I don't know how I missed this.
Yeah. He's really cute. I take his picture every time I go. Also, a fun fact, the New Orleans Pelicans had originally thought about, their original name was the Hornets, and right. They were trying to come up with names before they hit on Pelicans. One of the contenders were the Rougarous.
I like that, but I feel like I get that it's a lot for people to say, and like...
It's a lot of R's, you know, yeah.
It's a lot of R's, it's a lot of... Yeah, there's a lot of questions. I feel like Pelican was just like a nice, simple choice. You know, isn't the Pelican's name Pierre?
I think so. Well, Pierre, wait, or was that the World's Fair Pelican? Pierre, wait, no. What was that? Seymour de Fair was the Pelican for the World's Fair.
That's before
your time.
Yeah, it was not there. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
there was a Pelican and his was Seymour de Fair.
I do not like basketball. And if you know me, you know this about me.
Yes.
So I think I've been to one Pelicans game. But I think, is Pierre the Pelican? I thought it was Pierre the Pelican.
Probably. I mean, it sounds right.
I have zero idea.
If they'd been the Rougarous, they would have had a really cool mascot.
They would have, but I feel like people already think that we're really weird, but I guess we could have just leaned into that, honestly.
It also makes me think of Teen Wolf when he's playing basketball. Oh. You seen that movie?
With
Michael J. Fox?
Okay, yeah, there was like a show, Teen Wolf, and I was like, I think is what it was called. I don't know. It was on MTV. I didn't watch it. Clearly. Okay. Don't know anything about it. But my first thought was the Michael J.
Yes, Fox. When he's playing basketball. That would be so funny. That would be great. I love it.
That would have been funny. But I feel like somebody could have fucked that up, like they fucked up the Baby Cakes mascot.
Oh, my.
It's been just like creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I never saw this show, but there was a show called Cajun Justice on A&E. Did you ever see
it? What?
I never saw it either. I don't know.
How have I never? What is this about? How have I never heard about
this?
I don't know.
I wasn't familiar with it either. Cajun Justice.
Paige and Justice.
I have to track that down.
That's got to be somewhere. I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
Paige and Justice.
But apparently.
Where was it?
I don't know. I think it was on a few years ago.
Okay. When it was on
A&E. Okay. When all of those shows, you know, there were, you know.
Well, on A&E, there's my favorite, Cold Justice.
Yes.
With Kelly Siegler. Yeah.
But apparently in one episode, a camp owner alerts authorities and videotapes what he suspected to be a Rougarou in the weeds behind his camp. And they have to check that out.
That's like, have you ever seen on the Travel Channel the show Finding Bigfoot?
I have not, but I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
One, it's fucking hysterical. Yeah. So show to watch. But that's exactly what happened. Like, they go to these towns and, like, they investigate because some person's like, in my backyard, I saw Bigfoot. And, like, so they're like, this guy is a credible witness. And it's like this guy, like, Mr. Keith and shit.
It also makes me think of the Mobile Leprechaun.
Poor Scott Walker.
Which,
Scott,
listeners, never, if you don't know what we're talking about, look up, just Google Mobile Leprechaun.
Oh my God, it's hysterical. It's a treat. The picture, the drawn picture. That is, oh,
I love
God,
it.
That's a good, I forgot about that one for a hot second. That's a good, poor Scott Walker. Just, you know, from the
news.
It was
all good. It was all good fun.
His first, I think that was his first job out of Southern Miss. Oh, that's a good one.
Also, I thought this was interesting. Oh.
But wait, there's more. Yeah.
In Harry Potter, I can't remember her name.
Yes.
One of the wands contains Rougarou hair as their magical core.
Oh, really? Yeah. You were going to talk about Professor Lupin.
No, but also that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you said, what is it? The Rougarou. Yeah. Well, the second you said that, and you said it was in France and England, I was like,
yeah,
Professor Lupin. But anytime I talk about Harry Potter, you don't get my references. So I don't bring them up.
Because I did read them all, but it's been a while and I didn't get. I was an adult at that point, and I had a job and stuff, and so I had other things in my mind. It was just not as.
You mean the magical wizarding world of Harry Potter was not first on your list? I don't understand why.
At the time,
I don't. Get
yeah,
it,
so. I don't know. I had things like bills to pay and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I was not paying bills at that time.
Of course, I totally get it. Yeah,
first in the magic. World of Harry
absolutely
Potter.
I totally understand.
I
would have been that person. Oh my gosh, totally.
Yeah that was what occupied my time, because we didn't have cable or like, you know, all of that right after Katrina, and I lived on the North Shore, and so they were coming out like all the time. So I had the first like couple of them, and then I think Katrina is when like either 5 or 6 came out or something like that, like the book. And so that's what I did with my time.
If I had been a child when that came out, like, and grew up with the books, you know, because they grow up with the characters, I would have been.
I kind of wish that I feel like you would have really leaned into the culture, and I would have really loved that about you.
I'm sure I would have. I totally, because I had my favorites when I was growing up, you know.
You're definitely like, if Hermione and Luna Lovegood had a baby, that would be you.
Yeah, I do love Luna Lovegood. I think she's,
oh my God,
awesome.
Oh God.
I love her.
Okay, I could go on. Never mind.
Anyway, but specifically, it doesn't say werewolf, it doesn't say Rougarou, it says Rougarou hair.
That's crazy. Yeah. Now I had a girl wizard.
Is that the right word?
I think they call them witch.
It's supposed to be a witch, but I can't remember them calling anybody witches in Harry Potter.
Well, they say witches and wizards
okay.
a lot.
Okay. So it is a, oh, it's God. A girl.
Now I'm questioning my whole Harry Potter life.
It's a girl who's, it's her wand that has the Rougarou hair in it. I can't remember.
Is it a book?
It said so.
Oh my God. I got to look this up now.
And then the last thing, because there's just so many, but there is also a Rougarou full moon rum that you can purchase if you care to imbibe on.
Oh, did you say rum or run? Because one of those things I really like.
It's the one you like. It's the rum, not the run. Although a Rougarou run would also be awesome.
That is for you, yes. Yes. For
again, me, I just want the t-shirt.
I know you do. I know. You do love a good t-shirt.
I do. Yes.
Like a good, like patterned t-shirt.
Yes. With whatever. I'm wearing my Fight Evil Read Book shirt right now. So
love it. That's why you would be a Hermione Luna Lovegood hybrid.
Yes. Yes.
Because you're like, you can be sassy like Hermione, but you also are really smart and read a lot of books all the time. But then you're also kind of
wacky.
Zany. Yeah, a little in the best way, though. Off. In the best
way. Yes.
I never look at you and I'm like, you're weird as fuck. No, I look at you and I'm like, I envy your quirkiness.
Well, thank you.
I do.
Thanks.
Ew. I think it's great. You are unapologetically you, and I love
thanks.
It. And I feel like Luna is also unapologetically herself.
Yeah. Oh, I love her character. It's great.
I know. Love.
But that is the world of the Rougarou. So listen, tonight I need you to count out 13 pennies. Just put them by your front door. You'll be fine.
I don't even know. What can I put up in my bedroom? No, I guess I should protect Linda too. Yeah.
Just get them ready to go. I wonder if people have to do that like every night, or if there's.
I know. Or is it only during the 100 and no, I mean, after the 101 days?
Or like, you know, some shit's going down in town and you suspect that there's a Rougarou in town.
That's just a lot. You know, I've thought about this a lot because, you know, how I feel about like costume dramas and like, you know, Henry VIII's time and like all that kind of shit. But could you imagine the things that they had to worry about back then? Like, they had weird, crazy creatures that they had to, like, do all this shit for. They had pieces that popped up everywhere. And, like, I just don't think that my nerves could have handled living back then.
It would not be comfortable, you know. And not only were there Rougarou, but in Europe, actual wolves. actual wolves.
They had actual murdering wolves. I just don't. Yeah. Like, I just feel like I romanticize that time. And it really isn't a time to be.
No, not at all. Dirty, gross. People smelled bad. Yeah. Not fun.
When I found out that they didn't take showers or bathe or anything like that. I couldn't do it. I would tap out.
Read
like I'm not.
Many a romance novel in my time. I used to read them a lot in college because they took about like 15 minutes. But the ones that would be like a lady who it has to be captured by a knight and they draw her a hot bath with herbs and flowers and stuff. I'm like, that never happened.
Never happened. They all smell asshole.
They like.
Like that never happened.
The hair and make it all pretty. I'm like, no.
Like, I was reading something about Elizabeth the First, and because she was royalty, she took 4 baths a year. And that's only because she was royalty. 4. Actually, 4.
Do people go to down, but would they go down to like the river and just like wash off?
They had to because it's just nasty. And
at some point you gotta go like rinse off. You just.
Yeah, you gotta, I mean, especially in the summer, you gotta, and with all those clothes that they wore the time, I don't know how people didn't just like die of heat stroke.
Soot everywhere, you know?
And they get, oh God, I didn't even think about that. Then they get in their bed like that.
Oily soot.
I've been the drunkest of drunk, and I have gone and taken a shower, like fallen out the shower, whatever, because I refuse to get into my bed dirty. I've slept on the floor. I've slept on my floor next to my bed because I do not get in my bed dirty. Could you imagine how disgusting that their bed
well,
is?
Well, also, they were not sleeping on nice beds. They were sleeping on straw with bed mites and stuff in them.
Oh, no. Oh, this is getting worse. It's getting worse for me. It's like I knew all of these things, but you know when you just put like in your mind like the idea of like being a lady's maid and like, you know, all of that, like it's just like this romantic like idea, and then you really sit down and think about it and I'm like, I would rather die. I can't. I terrible. Don't even.
I saw I'm sorry, we're getting off track, but one last thing. I saw some
people get
this. So yeah. It was a YouTube video where they were going over how many different ways ladies' makeup and fashion would kill them. You know?
Oh, my God. They use, like, arsenic and things. And oh, my God.
And, like, they used, like, there was, I think it was green. Like, if you had a green gown, that green came from a dye that was highly flammable. So a lot of people would go up in flames.
Yeah. Oh,
and
my God.
You can't
God.
Get that off of you. So, it's on you.
No, it's on. No, you're done. You're toast. Literally. You're out of there. You're gone. There's no saving you at all. But they did it anyway. Yeah. Well, that was like episode four, five. One of those. The mini Wallace episode.
Yeah.
We're on episode like 26 now. I can't remember that far. I also can't count.
Oh, no.
So, you know. But that's what she said, that she was buying arsenic for her makeup to make her face paler.
Paler.
Okay. It didn't sound right when it came out. But, but yeah, that's how she killed her husband's. Because of the arsenic, but she was like, oh no, I'm buying that for my makeup to make my face white. I was like,
and can you imagine not brushing your teeth like with real toothpaste?
Oh God, Ashley, no. I don't want, oh, so gross.
We really so, went off on a tear here, but I'm just glad they that really I live in that- modern times.
I know. Not even just like in a time where they like wanted to bathe more and like actually cared about how they smell. I don't like if I don't like properly clean my body, I feel disgusting. Like I just everything about me feels gross. And then I feel like I like tainted whatever clothes I wore that day because I smelled funky. So now my clothes automatically smell funky.
Well, when I was traveling in college a lot. You know, you don't do a lot of bathing and you wear the same clothes over and over again because you're on a train in wherever. But I will say that first shower after you haven't bathed in like a week is probably one of the best experiences.
Oh my God.
That you can have.
Yeah, it's probably glorious. No, I can't. I couldn't do it. Grosses me out. On that note,
wow!
Since we went on a 10-minute tangent about nothing.
Anyway, so look out for Rougarous.
Welcome to what Ashley and I talk about on a normal basis. So that was cool. I didn't know things going back to the Rougarous. I didn't know those things. I didn't know that it had a different name, but that's cool. Like in France, that's cool. And it's also sad that, like, our Cajun, like, my Cajun ancestors got pushed out of France. I mean, Canada. So that's sad because I do want to go there eventually. But, just go there, get out, and just be like, you fucked over my ancestors.
Right, exactly.
You assholes. Where's Justin Trudeau? I need to talk to him right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That Fox.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And I'm definitely gonna have to go. I couldn't tell you the last time I went to the zoo or the aquarium.
We'll take a little trip.
Oh my God, we should.
One day when we can.
One day when we can be near there. And although I feel like I would trust you to be near more than I would trust anyone
and
else.
Yeah, in a place. The zoo is limiting how many people can come in and out. And it's so open. I feel a little.
I know.
I had to go to Walmart to get something that only Walmart had its insulin for my cat. But anyway, it's the only place that has it. So I had to go to Walmart and I was like, this is going to be
oh no,
so stressful.
Oh no, man. Oh, I would have freaked out. Yeah. Now I ventured out. I go to one more place now and it's the Fresh Market.
Oh, yeah.
And I went in there once to get wine. Typical. Mm-hmm. The lady, I was buying wine yesterday at Fresh Market, and she was like, well, if you buy one more bottle, you get a discount. And then this other lady was like, oh, no, it's you have to buy four bottles in order to get the discount. And she was like, oh, well, you know, you could go get two more bottles. And I was like, I don't know if I, like, should be offended by the fact that you think
you'll
that I would just go
eventually.
Do that. Truly, though. But then she was like, it's a $6 discount. And I'm like, it's not even like a BOGO situation. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so I ventured to the Fresh Market now, and Fresh Market's the only place outside of the PJs.
Yeah. Truly, when I get my brows done on Tuesday, that's the first place other than the grocery that I will have been.
Yeah. I went to Petco just to get Hugo food, but there's nobody else in there, so I didn't feel worried about it. I don't know. These are scary times. I don't like it. Although I did find out my other fun fact. So hydroxychloroquine was that medicine that like everybody thought was going to like, you know, solve the whole coronavirus problem. And it didn't. It ended up actually hurting people more than it helped. But I'm on that drug for my arthritis. And my doctor had a telehealth thing the other day with my rheumatologist, and she told me that a colleague of hers in Florida used a medicine that I am taking. So I do an injection once every other week, a self-injection into my leg for my medicine, and that medicine was used to help people who were coding in the ICU come back. Like they became healthy and got out of the ICU.
That's crazy. What?
Like, great. And it was the day I had to take my injection, too. And I was like, well, I'm going to go
That's
do that now. Call that ahead. I know. She was like, they haven't, like, proven it. Like, it hasn't been, like, a thing. But apparently some way that their body was reacting to other medicine, they thought it would be, like,
they're
helpful.
There's so many unknowns with this virus. And they're still learning so much. It's crazy.
I know, I hate it. I just don't like it.
That's wild, though.
But anyway, another 3-minute rant about absolutely. Sorry, guys, if you're still listening,
they haven't
we appreciate
with the talk.
Haven't bathing and 17th century cleanliness. Yeah, if you're still here, thanks. you know, the normal, give us a, you know, go rate us on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and follow us and subscribe and do all of those things and follow us on social media at Big Easy Spirits on Facebook and on Instagram. And you can listen to us or find out more about us on BigEasySpiritsPodcast.com, and you can email us about how you feel about the Rougarou or how you feel about 17th century cleanliness or Lori Vallow, who definitely killed 100%, her children and is a horrible person and should burn in hell. You know, any topic you really want to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. So BigEasySpirits@gmail.com. And that's that, folks.
Cheers.